Good evening, everyone, and welcome to June 16th OECM for the town of East Fremantle. Thank you for those that are in the audience. Okay. Before I commence, on behalf of Council, I would like to acknowledge the Whadjuk Noongar people as the traditional custodians of the land on which this meeting is taking place and pay my respects to the Elders past, present and emerging. Members of the gallery are advised that this meeting will be audio recorded, so be aware that everything said will be recorded and then published on our website. And also, no council decision from tonight's meeting will be communicated or implemented until 12 noon on the first clear working day after this meeting, unless the council by resolution carried out this meeting requests the CEO to take immediate action to implement the decision. In regards to the records of attendance, okay, we have apologies from Councillor Andrew White, and we have apologies from Councillor Anthony Brockman and also Councillor Rebecca Cutter. Okay, there is no approved leave. Yeah, when we get there, thank you, Councillor. In regards to item 5, does anyone have any disclosure of interest, financial, proximity or impartiality in regards to the items being discussed tonight? There is none. Okay. There is any public question time? No public questions? Okay. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Okay, and there's no response from previous questions, and there's no public question time. There is nil presentations and nil deputations. Okay, applications for leave, item number 8, Councillor Harrington. Okay, from when to when? Yeah, put your speaker on, please, Councillor. Speaker, microphone.
Yes, for me next month, the main meeting next month.
So what's from when to when?
Just the meeting itself.
All right, so do we have
the July council meeting? Yeah. Just that's the 21st of July.
So that's leave for the 21st of July, 2026. Any other applications for leave? Okay, there's no. Can I please have a mover for that leave? I think Councillor Wilson, thank you, and Signor Councillor Maywood. For all those, please raise your hands to approve the leave, and that's been approved unanimously. Thank you. Okay, moving on to 9.1, which is the acceptance for the minutes to the meeting for Council meeting on the 19th of May. Can I please have a mover for the officer's recommendation? Councillor Maywood, thank you. A seconder? Okay. Councillor Boyd, thank you. Councillor Maywood, anything to discuss? Boyd, nothing. Okay, I see no discussion. Therefore, I ask elected members to raise your hands to adopt the council meeting for 19th of June. And that's been approved unanimously. Moving forward. Okay, announcements by presiding member. And a number of these were attended by myself and the CEO and also other elected members. On the 15th of June, we unveiled and the updated signage for the Nigarup Beardy track. I particularly want to thank the RAP committee and the officers involved. They've done a fantastic job to revitalise the signage. I also note that as part of our history, the town is fully committed to educating and informing and how we sustain the importance of the track to our community. For those that aren't aware, it is a place where the Pelicans meet. That was very much part of the storyline of the original inhabitants of the place we live. On the 13th of June, I think a number of councillors, myself, attended the Sicilian Cup, which is a game between, it's a traditional game between the Fremantle FC, which is a combination of the Tricolore Soccer Club and Fremantle United, and the Balcatta Etna FC. it's good to see that the senior men's 1-4-1. I think the women's lost 1-0 on a late goal. And I particularly note that it is a combination of the East Fremantle, as was the Fremantle Council that attended. It is also very hopeful that this game, which brought numerous amount of people out to watch it, will hopefully be played at Warhol Park next year. Okay, that's the current plan. On the 10th of June, myself and I think our exit manager for planning, Fraser Henderson, and I think Councillor Board was there as well, we attended the Lewin Barracks divestment information session. Okay, that was being held at Victoria Hall in Fremantle. This was attended by about 150 people, our community-minded residents, including clubs who were interested in activating the areas close to Lewin. There was a presentation made by the Department of Defence with question times by Department of Finance and particularly the importance of early engagement that was seen by our federal member. Okay, where the Commonwealth really is looking for divesting that land in 2 years and hopefully get an understanding of what it can be used for. Further to that, this month, both the CEO and I met with our local state representatives, Lisa O'Malley, MLA, and Simone McGurk, MLA, who is also the Minister for Creative Industries, Heritage, Industrial Relations, Aged Care and Seniors and Women. Plus, we also met with our federal member, Josh Wilson. It's been a big month, CEO. Thank you. Last but not least, during the month, I also wrote to the Department of Education in support of a grant for the Bush Tucker Garden Project at the East Fremantle Primary School. I'm not sure what the outcome of that grant has been yet, but it's a project that we support. While the East Fremantle Primary School is not part of our district, it is keen to adopt an understanding of learning in regards to particularly the Aboriginal cuisine at schools. Okay, moving on. There's nil business from previous minutes, I believe. Okay, moving on to 12, which is reports and recommendations of committees. Okay, this is where there's a number of items. There's a number of items that I wish to present to council to deal with by exception, also known as en bloc. Okay, the items that I'm considering to deal with by to be adopted by exception are item 12.1, which is the strategic risk brief in regards to dealing with liquid fuels and fuel disruption. Item 13.5, which is the community grants program adoption for 2026-2027. The annual electors meeting guidelines, 13.6. 13.7, the resolution from electors meeting on the risk matters raised by electors. 13.8, the resolution by annual electors in regards to tree retention and private land. 13.9, the execution of document policy review. 13.10, the artificial intelligence AI policy. 13.11, the monthly financial report, 31 May 2026. And 13.12, the accounts for payment for May 2026. Now, if any elected members wish to take any of those out for discussion, please, I'll give you a few minutes to deal with those matters. So if you wish to take one out to have a discussion or debate about, this is the point of time. Otherwise, we'll be voting them all together as adopted per the recommendation. Councillor Wilson, any items? Okay. Okay, if there's no items to pull out of this exemption list, can I have please a mover for the item? Thank you, Councillor Maywood. A seconder? Councillor Collinson, thank you. Okay. As we're accepting these items as is, there is no further discussion. Please raise your hand to adopt by exception those items. And that's been approved unanimously. Thank you, everyone. That just saved a lot of repetition. Moving on to item 13.1. Ooh, I've gone too far. Which is, I think... Okay, so item 13.1, which is to deal with our strategic resource plan and revenue strategy. I think it's on page 26. The report starts with the recommendations on page 33. Can I please have a mover for this item? Councillor Maywood, thank you. A second. Councillor Wilson. Councillor Maywood.
Thank you. Firstly, just want to say thank you to Peter and his team for all the work they do on this, especially as we're getting to budget time. I know it's very, very busy, and I'm really happy that we've spoken extensively through presentations and workshops about all the topics covered in this motion. So that's really good that we're all very familiar with these concepts. We're currently constrained, but I'm happy to see the improvements that we're working towards, especially as we get to the early and mid 2030s, looking at things like net funding from operations and the cash-backed reserves improving to good balances. So very happy to endorse the officer's recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Maywood. Councillor Wilson.
Yeah, thank you. Also acknowledge the work of Peter Kosian and his team. I guess the highlight there is the proposed rates over the next 2 years. It should go on note. But it's good to see that in future years we are looking to reduce it. The world that we're in at the moment is going to be subject to a lot of cost of living pressure, and we should acknowledge that. But we're also in a world where inflation continues to rise, and we're expected to maintain a level of service, and what's being proposed is has duly considered that. So thank you for yourself, your team, and presenting it in detail to council over a number of sessions. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone want to speak against the item? Does anyone else want to speak for the item? I'm not seeing any interest, but I'd like to speak for the item. And when we started the budgeting process, we all expected a high number. Okay, so congratulations to the entire team. I know Peter's put it all together, our exit manager looking corporate services, but I think it is a team effort, including all the exec managers and the CEO to get to a number that starts with a five, okay, as other councils around us are in that same league, and working as suggested by Councillor Wilson in an environment that can be difficult. So thank you to those that worked hard to make this a difficult budget to deal with. So thank you. Councillor May, would you like to close?
Nothing further.
Okay, thank you. There's therefore no further discussion. I ask you to raise your hand to adopt the motion that's on page 34 and then adopts the plan, the revenue strategy, as well notes the improvement rating and also the consideration for the differential rating system. Everyone raise your hand to adopt item, and that's been approved unanimously. Lovely. Moving on to 12.2, which is the review of the delegated authority of register. It starts on page 76 and the recommendation on page 80. Can I have a mover, please, for the adoption of the recommendation? Okay. Councillor Collinson, thank you. Seconder? Councillor Maywood, Councillor Collinson?
I don't speak.
Thank you. Councillor Maywood?
Yeah, nothing further from me.
Okay, lovely. Anyone else like to speak about this item? It does require absolute majority. Okay. Yes. Yes, yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Apologies on the short notice. It's just a clarifying question with regards to what practical decisions, just for some context, that you would see not coming forward to council now? Is there...
Just to clarify, from the proposed changes?
Yep.
I guess the main ones are referring to planning applications. There has been a change on a note under point 5. There is a slight error in the number there. So the threshold for mandatory elected member notification has increased from 500,000 to 1.2 million. So that would mean it would have to be a value in excess of 1.2 million before that was actually notified to elected members for planning applications. Other than that, it really is, a lot of it is around clarification and correction, reference to the correct acts. There isn't a lot here that I would say is changing what you would otherwise be presented with, other than that those key thresholds. Unless there's anything you can add from your other, mainly the planning ones are the main ones we looked at.
No, yeah, it was clear on the planning on a, yeah, I guess a development. I was just wondering if there's any other practical help. No, okay, that's fine. No,
not to say that planning application not.
Sorry,
thank you, Councillor Wilson. Further to that point, if elected members wishes to review any one of those other delegations at any other time, we can do that as well. Okay, this is an annual review that has to occur as per some of the other items we did in regards to the local laws, but previously it is a regulatory requirement to adopt. Okay, any further questions or remarks, discussions in this item? Okay, that's nil. Councillor Collinson, nothing further? Okay, there's no dissension, so I think the item is on page 81. To accept the by absolute majority in accordance with section 5.45 and 546 in regard to the Local Government Act. Sorry? It's okay, thank you. Okay. I please raise your hand to adopt the motion, and that's been approved unanimously. Thank you. Okay. 13.3, another item that requires absolute majority, which is on page 82, okay, and the recommendation on page 85 in regards to reviewing by local laws. Can I please have a mover of this item? Okay, Councillor Maywood, thank you. And who seconded? Councillor Boyd, thank you. Councillor Maywood?
No comments from me. The report speaks for itself.
Thank you. Councillor Boyd?
Just making note that it's exciting that there are some imminent changes to the CAT laws anticipated from the state. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Any further comments or discussions? Okay. There is nil. Therefore, I ask you to raise your hand to adopt the council resolution on page 86. Thank you. Raise your hands. And that's been adopted unanimously. Great guns. Okay. 13.4, which is the East Fremantle Community Park dog exercise area condition of use, particularly for the on-lead requirement on waffle match days. Can I please have a mover for this item? Okay, Councillor Harrington, thank you, and Councillor Cocklinson. Councillor Harrington? You just could please speak one and...
This speaks for itself, thank you.
Okay, thank you, lovely. Councillor Collinson?
Oh, just a brief comment. I mean, I think it's pretty straightforward, but I know Councillor Cutter had some questions about it. And I do think you do need to take note that where that dog exercise area is probably the best spot for viewing a waffle game other than in the grandstand. So, you know, if I was on a sunny day when you want to sit out in the outer, that's a perfect spot to sit. So I think that has to be really taken into account, that it does serve more purposes than just liquor licensing or whatever.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Collinson. Any further, does anyone want to speak against the item? Anyone want to speak for the item? Okay, that's nil. Councillor Harrington, would you like to speak anything further? Nothing further?
No, nothing other than the fact that the dogs should be, really frankly, as far as I'm concerned, almost out of that area on that day. You never want an accident to happen, so I agree with what's happening
Thank
here.
Thank you. Lovely. Okay, therefore I'll close debate and therefore ask the members to look at the resolution that's on page 90... Oh, that's on page... A9. Okay. That deals with the council by absolute majority. I'm pursuant to section 31 and 31.2b and 31.3a in regards to the DOC Act and those 5 points. Anyone for the motion, please raise your hand. And that's been approved unanimously. Okay. Moving forward, now we've done 13.5, 13.6, 13.7, 13.8 and 13.9, 10, 11, 12 as per the en bloc motion. Moving on to the item 14, okay, which is motions of which notice has been given. It's nil. Notice of motion for consideration at the next meeting. Any motions? Okay, that's nil. Any questions by members by which due notice has been given? And that's nil. Now we do have that's item 17. We do have new business of an urgent nature. Okay, has everyone seen that? By the way, did everyone see it come through? Yeah. Councillor Wilson, you looked. Okay.
There's a copy.
Yeah. No. So.
So there's a two-step process. Procedural motion is consider it as a late item, and then we go to the recommendation.
Yeah. Okay. Lovely. So thank you, CEO. So we first need to deal with it as a procedural motion. So for those that are looking at your screen, can I please move for the procedural motion? Thank you, Councillor Maywood, and a seconder for the procedural motion, Councillor Boyd. Thank you. Okay, no discussion is required. Please raise your hand to adopt the procedure motion. That's adopted unanimously. Moving forward, we need to deal with the motion in front of us, which is, the advertising of the event strategy that will be endorsed by the committee. Can I please have a mover for that item? Councillor Maywood, thank you. And Councillor Wilson, thank you. Councillor, thank you. Councillor Maywood.
Thank you. First, would like to say thank you to Nadia and her team for the work that's been done on this and also for briefing us at the concept forum. So Council has a really good idea of what's going out to the public for comment. Fully endorse the Office's recommendation. Excited to hear what the community think about this. And I think it'll be good to give people a better understanding of what we're going to be trying to do over the next couple of years with our events. Thank you.
Thank you. And Councillor Wilson.
No, thank you. No, as Councillor or Deputy Mayor Maywood said, it was good to get a very thorough briefing from Nadia a couple of weeks ago on this. My only question is how well or what's the intended plan for advertising so that we get as many eyes on this in the review period? I presume through the social media. Is there any other plans for advertising the review of the strategy?
Yeah, I think you've got the 14 days in there, but the types of channels. Yeah.
And typically the channels would be through all of our socials, our website, our notice boards to advise people of that, but there won't be any time in that time to do obviously letterbox drops, but that's how we have traditionally undertaken these shorter consultation processes.
Thank you.
And I do, as a follow-up question, I do have a question, and the reason why for the 14 days is because there was extensive consultation and the workshops held in regards to this matter, that's correct?
Correct. We've already taken a fair bit of consultation, so this is really just the final draft for any final comments before it's considered for adoption by council.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, CEO. Anyone further talk to this? Councillor Harrington?
Yes. Again, everybody would like to thank Nadia for her efforts in this. It's been a tremendous document to put together because it's not an easy thing to do. And she's covered every area, I think, which is fantastic, and particularly locations where she suggested the town centre, George Street, East Fremantle Community Park and Riverside foreshore area. And the nice part of this whole document is it's a four-year strategy, so it's a long way out for anyone to be doing this. And it really does offer opportunities for change through the document, and I think that's really important. And the other thing that's important is that it's an easy document for people on the outside to read to see what potentially may come their way and how they could become involved.
End of story. Thank you, Councillor Harrington. Does anyone want to speak against the item at all? Anyone want to speak for the item? Okay, I see Neil. Councillor May, would you like to close?
Yeah, nothing further.
Okay, that's fantastic. Therefore, for those that don't have any, I'm sure everyone's got it in front of them in regards to your screen, it's to adopt the draft event strategy. Point one, point two, to approve the public submission for 14 days. Closing on the 1st of July. Point three, authorise the CEO to give local public notice of the consultation. And point four, notice that the final event strategy, together with a summary of submissions and officer requests, will be presented to Council at the July OCM. Read you quickly there, CEO. Okay. Anyone for the motion, please raise your hand. And that's adopted unanimously. Thank you. Matters behind closed doors? There's Neil, and therefore I close the meeting at 6:28. Thank you, everybody. I like an efficient meeting.